This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. We're going to talk about the role of glucose in transition cows. Transition cows are those cows 3 weeks before calving to 3 weeks after calving. And we're going to review some data published by Dr. Heather White from the University of Wisconsin in the Journal of Dairy Science. Well, glucose is really important to all cows, and especially transition cows, because they're going to take some of this glucose and make milk lactose out of it. Milk lactose is important because it controls the volume of milk produced by the cow. We also need glucose basically for the immune system. So if cows are challenged with the iron in the transition period, we're going to need more glucose to run that system there. We also need it for ovary function, and the brain also uses glucose as an energy source. So we get lower levels of glucose in cows. What happens is that the NEFAs, non-esteric fatty acids, basically fat mobilized by the cow, that increases by the cow because she's trying to achieve energy balance, and it can also have some impact on insulin resistance in these transition cows as well. Listeners, just think about this. If a cow gives 80 pounds of milk a day, that is 5% lactose, she is producing 4 pounds of glucose, sugar, every day. It's almost like a bag of sugar coming off your shelves in your grocery store. So these transition cows, where are they going to get this glucose? Well, the primary source is going to be from rumen-volatile fatty acids by the microbes, propionate. So propionate goes to the liver, produced by the rumen microbes, and it's converted over to glucose from the propionate. Lactate does the same thing, lactates that are coming from silage fermentations, for example. However, we got to be careful because if the propionate level gets too high, we end up something we call hepatic oxidation theory, known as HOT from Michigan State, and that can reduce dry matter intake, and these high levels of propionate can also have a negative effect on rumen pH. Glycogen can be used as an energy source to replace glucose, but there are limited supplies that are found in the liver and the bloodstream of these animals. Another source of glucose through gluconeogenesis is to take the amino acids and kick off the nitrogen off of that and take that carbon structure and then use that as a glucose precursor, allowing it to enter into the various energy cycles, both in dairy cattle. We can also add precursors. You say, well, let's just feed them sugar. Well, the bad news, Bill, is that sugar goes through the rumen fermentation, and the rumen microbes convert that over to volatile fatty acids. So sugar sources, we could add molasses. That helps on propionate production. We can also look at some of the condensed milk whey products that have lactose or milk sugar in them as well. And, of course, in minute, the lactate in corn silage. There are some commercial products on the marketplace. Ammoniated lactate is one of them, for example. And, of course, some companies are looking at trying to encapsulate sugar to get it down to the small intestine. So our take-home message for our listeners is that we need to optimize dry matter intake because that's going to drive the propionate production. We need a stable rumen fermentation so that the propionate doesn't overwhelm the system at this point. We have a favorable pH and trying to minimize the stimulation of the immune system because the immune system can increase the maintenance requirement by nearly 40% based on Iowa State research. Well, that completes the program for today. Have a great one.
Thank you, Mike. Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Producers can still access USDA nationwide, even if some things are shut down because of the pandemic.
Our producers are so used to that person-to-person experience with their local offices, so we want to make sure that we maintain some level of that, even as we do transition to more efficient and effective online forms and whatnot.
That's FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau.
In order to protect our staff and our customers as well, as this pandemic continues to spread and increase in places, our service centers are closed to visitors.
But he says that should not deter producers from signing up for upcoming programs.
We have what's known as a register process, where if your name is on the list, we can touch base with you after that deadline to get your name off the register and enrolled.
That's FSA Administrator Zach Ducheneau. Uncertainty seems to never end in the dairy industry, and right now dairy farmers face some challenging contrasts. U.S. milk output is rising as we enter the spring flush, but will rising demand and exports offset that? Lee Melke will talk about it with StoneX dairy broker Dave Krasowski on Monday. Have a safe weekend. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.